Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, March 25th, 2019. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. And I want to make clear that this body has chosen to begin its meeting with prayer, and sometimes we as making the prayer may ask the audience to bow. That's completely at your discretion and dictate with you following your conscience.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous and sometimes taken for granted. Lord, I ask that you give us, this elected body, the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and that are representative of the residents of Jefferson County. We also ask a special blessing for those that don't have freedom to worship or a government that represents their members. I pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in the flag of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we start the meeting, I'd just like to wish the judge a happy birthday from yesterday. I won't tell y'all how old he is, Robbie can.
Begin the agenda today a little bit out of order. Under County Tax Assessor Collector, I may consider possibly approve a resolution recognizing Mary Ramsey for 20 years of service to Jefferson County and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Item B is to consider possibly approve a resolution giving permission to the sheriff to conduct an auction to sell property currently held by Jefferson County and the entities for which it collects to be held on Tuesday. This is the first Tuesday of May 2019. So I have a motion on item under tax assessment.
So moved. Second.
It's moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Ms. Ramsey, if you come forward. And stand behind the lectern. And Ms. Gibbs. I'll read this resolution. It reads, whereas Mary Ramsey has devoted 20 years of her life to the service of taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County, that service being provided through the Office of Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County, whereas Mary Ramsey has served admirably in the position as Deputy Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County, whereas Mary dedicated her talents and services to the sometimes overwhelming task of collecting property taxes, motor vehicle taxes, sales taxes, and license fees through the licensing and titling of motor vehicles and any other activities necessary for the daily functioning of the county tax office. Whereas Mary is loved and will be sorely missed by her co-workers, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend Mary Ramsey for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Moving back to adding another first thing, item A is receiving file bid for automobile rental concession at Jefferson County, or Jackworth Regional Airport. Item B is receiving file bids for term contracts to pick up vans and utility vehicles for Jefferson County. Item C is receiving file bid for term contract for marine motor fuel for Jefferson County. Item B is considering approved specifications. For request for statements, qualification, on-call professional airport planning services, airport master plan updates, environmental analysis from Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item E is considering approved specifications for invitation for bid dump trucks for Jefferson County Precinct Number 4 to replace unrepairable dump trucks damaged by Hurricane Harvey pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code. County Purchasing Act and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item F is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file an acceptance of offer for automobile rental concessions at Jackworth Regional Airport, Avis Budget Car Rental LLC. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract extension for a term contract for marine motor fuel for Jefferson County with CNI Oil Company, Inc. for an additional 8 weeks to expire May 21st, 2019. Item H is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract amendment for a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for Jefferson County Mosquito Control District, which will remove item number 8, Scourge and Insecticide, 5 gallon containers, Scourge 18-54, supplied by DAPCO LLC. Further vendor request non-renewal, and no other bids received the item. Item I is considered approved, execute, receive, file a contract for renewal for term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for Jefferson County Mosquito Control for a second 1 year renewal with Clark Mosquito Control Products, Inc., Crop Production Services, Inc., Nutrient Ag Solutions, Inc., ProPest and Lawn Store at Univore USA from April 1st, 2019 to March 31st, 2020. Do I have a motion on those items under first?
So moved.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Sinatra. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Then one item under County Agri-Life Extension to consider and possibly approve the appointment of Ms. Corina Fitzgerald as County Extension Agent for Coastal Marine Resources effective April 1st, 2019. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Sinatra, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. And the County Auditor. Item A is receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending February 28, 2019. Item B is receive and file revised public defender contract agreement for the 252nd District Court with Brittany Holmes effective February 1st, 2019. Item C is to pay regular county bill check numbers 457217 through 457400. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
I have a question. If this Brittany Holmes contract has been on their path for 3 times, have they finally gotten it correct?
Yeah, this is the receiving file. The last one we did last week was to correct it for some case limitations that needed language that needed to be in the contract. Wasn't in the first one, so they just revised it. It was pretty recent. So
we originally approved it in February. Right. They inserted the case limitations, which we approved last week, and then we're just receiving and filing it today.
Yes,
we didn't do that last week. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approve a resolution support affordable and reliable energy. Item B is receiving file certificate of completion for Commissioner Eddie Arnold, who successfully completed the continuing education provisions of Article 81.0025 of Texas Local Government Code for 2018. Item 9C is to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute TCEQ contract for grant funds with the emergency management office person necessary goods and services for emergency operation. Item D is to consider possibly approve a resolution further approving and authorizing the issuance of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation Industrial Development Revenue Bonds, TRP Cruise Marketing LLC, Project Series 2019. Approving the form and substance and authorizing the execution of indenture of trust, loan agreement, bond purchase agreement, related financing documents, approval of preliminary limited offering memorandum, and authorizing and ratifying other actions of the corporation, and making certain findings and containing other matters in connection therewith. Item E is consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute receive and file property tax agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and Port Arthur LNG and Port Arthur LNG Facilities Company pursuant to section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. By addendum, item F is consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute receive and file demolition waiver for the city of Port Arthur, Texas for demolition of an unsafe structure at 430 Dutton Drive in Port Arthur, Texas. Item G is to consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute receipt file demolition waiver for the city of Port Arthur for demolition of an unsafe structure at 2419 63rd Street, Port Arthur.
Hey, Jim, let's do that last one alone. I got a couple of questions.
Okay. Do I have a motion on item A through G? Moved by Commissioner Offer, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. And I'll just mention on that item D, we actually did this last week. And it passed, and then they came back and said that they were going to place the bonds with the same purchaser as they originally placed them with, but they were going to do it through an underwriter, so they had to come back and re-sign the document just because of the addition of the underwriter. So nothing's changed from last week.
Just for the record, no liability to the county, no cost to the county.
Not called into effect, the full faith and credit of the county. It does not obligate us to make any payments. We're just a conduit issuer, as we have been in the past.
Good question.
And I'm correct about it. All it's doing, yes. Mr. Fox, is adding the underwriter. And
correct.
Good. Okay. All righty. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And then under H, under County Commission, consider and possibly approve a resolution expressing official intent to reimburse the tax exempt obligation proceeds associated with contractual obligation and improvements to county facilities. Mr. Goodson, would you come forward? Do I have a motion on this item? This is on our Johnson's Controls. Moved by Commissioner Wheeler. I'll second it. Okay, discussion. Mr. Goodson.
Thank you, Judge. Members of the court, last week, I believe the court approved the contract with Johnson Controls to pursue the energy conservation project involving several of the county facilities. The steps that will be necessary to pursue financing as outlined in that contract that was executed with Johnson Controls is, first of all, to execute a reimbursement resolution under the Internal Revenue Code. What this allows the county then to do is to have said it intends to issue debt to fund these improvements, and allows then for any contract undertaking 60 days prior to the date of the resolution and then going forward to be reimbursed from a future delivery of proceeds from a debt obligation issue. So this is the first step, and then certain actions can only happen at county courts at regular sessions. That next regular session of the court, of course, is your second Monday meeting in the month of April. And what would be suggested to bring forward to you at that time is a notice of intent. That's a document that is required by the local government code or the Certificate of Obligation Act. Then in that document, you basically recite the projects that you intend to fund with that proposed debt offering, and that would cover the 16 point whatever $1 million, $7 million of debt that would take to encompass all of the costs of this Johnson Control project. There's then a 30-day waiting period, and before the this resolution simply allows the court and as you direct your staff to do, to undertake purchasing some elements of that project and starting them for that issue, actually the issue, if it's the pleasure of the court to do so.
So this resolution ties in with the contract that's been reviewed, is that?
Yes, the contract's been approved. This, as we talked about the contract, second piece was financing the construction costs. The project is based on the energy savings and the operational savings for instituting all these energy savings measures, which will be in turn used to pay debt service for this debt issue.
Patrick, with that being said, do we have an option, or does the contract spell out we don't have an option to go certificate obligation and general fund or anything like that? That's why I wanted the first thing I want to know. When you start talking about $16-17 million, I want to make sure we got all the latitude.
Yeah, I think it's up to the court if they, you know, prefer to pay for it all at once, pull it out of reserves, you could, but I don't think that's the way you should do it. I think you should finance it over the life of these improvements.
And the improvements that we're talking about, with the debt that we're talking about, on top of the $27 million that we already have in debtness, will this improvement over this 20-year period pay for itself, or significant pay for it, and give us a number or something of that nature?
The cost savings that we showed from Johnson Controls and their projections, they had a 20-year savings, and with the guarantee energy savings and the maintenance savings and operational savings, those two numbers, and of course they factor in a 3% escalation, was $23,497.64. If you add in their the capital cost that you avoid over that same term, because you're actually fixing things that you anticipate will more than likely break in the next 20 years. You save an additional $16 million, so you're looking at almost $40 million in projected savings over the 20-year period. And the debt issue itself, some of the preliminary numbers, we don't have the final numbers, but we won't know that until we go out to the market. The total debt service would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $24 million with interest.
The other question I have, Patrick, is this here, and I know I wasn't here for that workshop, but did we look at, you know, those two, that line item number one is LED lighting, which is $3.2 million, and make sure that it's broken down and we know the exact amounts for each building that we're talking about, and then the digital control, which is about $3.7 million, which is roughly right at $7 million of this whole project to a great degree.
Correct, yeah. Within the, I believe it was within the contract, very big contract, they actually broke down by building the number of lights that they were going to come connect and fix, and I don't want to rattle off the top of my head what the number was, but it's a significant amount of LED lights that will be changed throughout all the county facilities. Then the controls.
12 to 16,000, I
think. Yeah, I thought it was 17 range. And then with the building controls, that's where you're going to achieve the savings controlling the air conditioning system, basically, throughout, and being able to monitor it a lot better and control the fluctuations in the air.
I have two remaining questions. And that we did in what? 10 years ago, we did a study, STAR, I think it's $3 million, and we did water. I see that we're doing water again with this one here. Have this thing been washed?
We did water at that time all years ago in the main courthouse, and I think a little bit of sub courthouse. But these water control improvements are primarily for the correctional facility. And it's also to aid the sheriff, because it's going to allow the corrections officers to monitor. Sometimes you have inmates that will go in there and stop up the toilets and flush them continuously over and over and over again until they create a flood situation in the cell. And this will allow the sheriff to control that remotely by limiting the flushes within a period of time, but also considerably conserving water in the facility.
Yeah, Commissioner, the Honeywell, I guess, started in December back in 2003. That was some of the faucets were changed out to, you know, have the sensor when you turn on when you put your hands under it. But these, as the judge said, were for the correctional facility. I believe the juvenile facility was in there also. Yeah. Those were the really only significant water measures that were going to be done, because those other ones have already been done here.
Obviously, there's hardware that goes along with that. I'm sure changing out features, but yes. As far as technology for there'll be some areas that will need to be improved along that line, right, to monitor this and be able to electronically control.
Yeah, it's a turnkey project. We'll give them the ability to monitor.
Well, in addition to that, there's two projects that are more jail standards related than energy efficiency related to the system. Phone system and out of the jail and the public address or
intercom
system, and then the fire alarm smoke eliminator system in downtown.
And then I guess the last one I have is a turnkey job. Who will be overseeing it, representing the county, making sure we get what we're supposed to get?
If you know how we've worked that, I've tried to be the main contact just for facilitating who they need to contact, Johnson Control Unit. But we tried to put them in touch with all the building maintenance directors at the jail. We tried to put them in touch with Chief Schauer. Tried to put them in touch with Alex at the airport. And tried to cover most of the facilities with our building directors, just so they would know when they're coming in. Obviously, I think they're going to start first with the county courthouse and some of the area here. I believe they're trying to set up a lay-down yard at the airport and their construction, because that's kind of the mid-county point. And so we're working it that way, and we're going to see how that goes. We've also involved engineering. In case there were any issues with them, if they needed to be involved.
And we're also getting a guarantee, which we're paying for. If at the end of the first or second year we decide that we don't want to continue, we're recognizing the savings that they've guaranteed us, then we can choose to discontinue that and reduce the cost. By not paying that in future years. And that's something that the Johnson Control says other units of local government and other businesses have done once they validated their energy savings.
Good point, because, you know, you talked at him, but I want to make sure I'm very comfortable.
Yeah. And this resolution is the first step.
Yeah, what this does is allows us to move forward on the contract. You know, timing of the there was a little bit touched upon that all things go well, you're looking at probably funding, actually having the delivery of funding in mid-June, but this allows the project to move forward and to reimburse yourself when the funds come in.
And if I'm correct, Patrick, that's about a $4.2 million initial payment to Johnson Controls to start the initial project to be done before there was a delivery.
If someone hit the Johnson Control?
Johnson Controls.
I don't see any.
I think this is the first week in many, many months that they haven't.
And I didn't contact them to be here for this since we already signed the contract.
Just for the record, Sheriff, how many freezers do you have at the jail? Do you have? It's showing three free walk-in freezers.
Yeah, three.
Okay.
You have three?
Yes, sir.
And they're gonna change all three of, they put listed one that's in my building, I know I don't have.
Yeah, three.
Three, yes, sir.
And they're gonna change out the motors, not the motor, the entire freezer, not the motors that will that service. Because I think in some of the pictures.
Those are commercial, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's some components, I think you saw that some of them were freezing out. The outside lines.
All right, any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Goodson, thank you so much for being here today in this talk, we appreciate it, Mr. Gilly.
Thank you very much, sir.
Before we move on, I just wanted to recognize that we have representatives from Centra Energy, Port Opera LNG now known as, in the audience, Ms. McGinnis, is there anything y'all wanted to say, or just want to remain quiet knowing that the agenda item passed without comment?
We'd just like to thank the board for approving the abatement, it goes a long way in making this project work out.
We'll look forward to y'all beginning groundwork.
Yeah.
I really look forward to seeing TechDOT move that highway over.
Yeah.
All right. Under County Treasurer, we have two items, item A, to receive and file the investment schedule for February 2019, including interstate total earnings on county funds. Item B is consider filing to authorize County Treasurer to execute release of excess collateral with Wells Fargo NA funds in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that, those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Arnold, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Engineering, we have several items, item A, to execute, receive and file utility permit O1U19, the Unity Fiber LLC for the placement of fiber optic cable along South Garden Drive, Bowart Garden Road, Hebert Road, Highland Avenue, Parlock Road, and Precincts 2 and 4. Item B is to execute, receive and file the utility permit to Unity Fiber LLC for the placement of fiber optic cable through Tram Road between the Entergy substation and the City of Beaumont line located in Precinct 1. Item C is consider possible approval of final plat in Mid-County Business Park, 47.12 acres of land, part of the Fallon Concrete Survey. Abstract number 32 in the J.S. Johnson Survey, abstract number 34, located off State Highway 347 in Precinct 2, which is within the Nigelman ETJ, the Beaumont ETJ, and has met all the county engineering requirements and plans required. Item D is consider possibly approve a minor plat of DD's Place of 3.96 acres of land out of Joseph Panett Survey, abstract number 461, located on State Highway 124 in Precinct Number 3, not within any ETJ, and has met all of the county planning requirements. Do I have a motion on that under Engineering?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal, any discussion?
Judge, just a question for Don. Did they get on this utility easement, where they're doing this fiber optic, was there a performance bond to protect this against any damage for our county right away?
Yes, that was included in the package.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Moving on, under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider possibly approve out-of-state travel for Deputy Matt Gardner. Deputy Gardner has been accepted to receive training at the National Computer Forensic Institute in Hoover, Alabama, April 29th through May. Okay, backing up to the items, I got a first, a motion and a second on the items under Engineering. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I'd have it unanimously. And the Sheriff's Department is to approve out-of-state travel for Deputy Gardner going to the National Computer Forensic Institute in Hoover, Alabama, April 29th through May 23rd. The course is mobile device examiner is essential in conducting criminal investigations. The United States Secret Service is providing the training and travel at no cost to the county. Item B is considering approve a resolution recognizing Garvin K. Smith, Correctional Department, for 20 years and 3 months of dedicated service to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. And Item C is to approve a resolution recognizing Richard David Gutierrez of the correctional facility for 26 years and 3 months of dedicated service to citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well at his retirement. Do I have a motion on those items under sheriff?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without us taking action?
Yeah, just like that, if Charlotte, our new tag agent is here, did put us today. You'll bring her back and introduce her to the court, I guess.
Yes, sir. She was here last week.
Oh, I was asking. Okay, well, maybe I can do that.
We already know her.
Thank you, sir.
Nobody knew you were missing till you got here.
Check your budget.
Yeah.
I would like to say.
Thank all of you for being here today. If there's nothing further than we are here.
Good day.